The rest of the objection was drowned out by the fanfare of 100 Hapen longhorns. Realizing that he was about to miss his cue, C-3PO turned and plunked to the bottom of the boarding ramp. From her vantage point, inside the passenger cabin, Jaina could not see much more than the deck upon which he emerged, but she could sense through the Force that there were hundreds of people gathered just out of sight, all looking expectantly toward the Falcon. C-3PO turned away from the ship, then spoke in a loud, regal voice that echoed across a cavernous space.
"Your Royal Majesty, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the mother of the bride, Jedi Knight, former Chief of State of the New Republic, and Princess of Alderaan, Leia Organa Solo!"
Again, there came a loud fanfare, this time accompanied by the applause of hundreds. Jaina's mother raised her chin and descended the boarding ramp, looking both elegant and beautiful in the plain white Jedi robe she had chosen for the ceremony. When she reached the landing deck, her brother stepped into view and offered his arm to her. Lingering long enough to peek up the ramp, even 3 months after awakening from his coma, or healing trance, or whatever it had been, Luke still looked pale and weak, and his pain was a constant dull ache in the Force. But his suffering did not diminish from the warmth of his smile, and Jaina could feel how happy he was for her. Once Luke and Leia had turned away and started up the aisle, C-3PO announced,
"The first heir to the Hapen throne, the Choom Da Alana Dejo Solo."
The longhorn sounded again, this time almost deafening in their volume, and the hangar erupted in thunderous applause. Alana cringed, then let out a heavy sigh.
"I guess I'm going to have to get used to that."
"Looks like it, kid," her grandfather said. "But there is a bright side."
Alana craned her neck to look back up at him.
"Really?"
"Sure," he said. "You get to spend more time with your mother. And when you're on Shidu Mod training, nobody's going to applaud. They'll just yell."
Alana smiled.
"Thanks, Grandpa," she said. "That's going to be a relief."
With that, she clicked at Angie to follow, then started down the ramp, sprinkling rosal petals in Jaina's path. Once she had vanished from view, C-3PO announced,
"Your Royal Majesty, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the bride, Jedi Master Jaina Solo, and her father, a former general of..."
The rest of the introduction was drowned out by the fanfare of the longhorns and applause. Jaina could feel her father's pride warm in the Force, glowing almost golden in his aura. And not for the first time, she wondered if his legendary luck might not be due to just a touch of Force sensitivity. He squeezed her hand and smiled down at her, then cocked a brow.
"What do you say, Master Solo?"
he asked.
"Is it time to make Jagged Fell the happiest man in the galaxy?"